Now, the American icebreaker, the Polar Star, this morning steaming towards the Antarctic to rescue two vessels, one Chinese, one Russian, that have become famously mired in pack ice. The Chinese ship became stranded during the rescue of 52 Australian scientists and tourists after that boat got stuck in the ice just after Christmas. Now, the expedition's been criticised for not anticipating these conditions, which apparently have led to this increase in Antarctic sea ice, which trapped their boat. The icing has been taken up as a bit of a cause célèbre by those sceptical of the notion of global warming. Why is there so much ice? This is not helped by the fact that the scientists on board the boat were trying to establish just that ice was declining. What's going on? For more on this, we're joined by Peter Wadhams. He's a Professor of Ocean Physics at Cambridge University in the UK, a former director of the Scott Polar Research Institute. Peter, welcome.
Thank you very much. Nice to hear from you.
How do we explain this increase in Antarctic sea ice?
Well, there is a slow increase in the area of Antarctic sea ice that develops each winter. And this is contrasted with the very rapid decrease in the area that's going on in the Arctic sea ice in summer. And the Antarctic change, it's a slow one, but there's been an explanation for it put forward recently in a couple of papers, which seems to make sense, which is that the ice is driven by the very strong westerly winds that you have, this wide belt of westerly winds around the Southern Ocean, creating the enormous waves and swell that you get in the Southern Ocean. And the ice floes in the winter pack ice are driven eastwards by that, but they also have a little northerly component to their motion because of the Coriolis force. That's the force due to the Earth's rotation, which makes you turn to the left. Say if you're walking across the desert, you have some small tendency to turn left because of the rotation of the Earth. So the ice flows are heading eastwards, but they're turning slightly northwards, so they have a little northward component to their motion. And if the ice flows go faster, then they'll also have a stronger northward motion as well. And it looks as if the measurements show that over the past few years, the average wind speed in the Antarctic or in the Southern Ocean has increased. So that means that the average speed of the ice flows going eastwards has increased, and that means their speed going northwards has also increased. So they're heading north faster than they can melt, so to speak. And a given ice flow, as it heads north, will reach a limit somewhere in the Southern Ocean it can melt, and that defines the ice edge. But if the wind speed goes up, it'll get a bit further north before it melts. So that explains, I think, the reason why the Antarctic sea ice is increasing in area. Of course, it doesn't explain why the wind speed is increasing. That's something we don't understand.
Now, where does climate change sit in this? Much play has been made of old photos of Douglas Mawson's expedition to the same area as the Russian boat, which shows a bay entirely unencumbered by ice, the contrast to the situation we have now. How do we explain those two things?
Well, of course, the Mawson did set up in a place where there were very strong offshore winds, cataclysmic winds. In fact, his book, The Home of the Blizzard, was because the place where he set up his camp was subject to very, very strong offshore winds, which more or less blew his camp down. And those winds blow on out to sea and usually keep the coastal regions of that part of Antarctica free of ice. And it's you have a string of open water areas along the coast. They're called coastal polynyas, and that's maintained by these off-ice winds. So that's the average situation there. So on average, they could a ship especially in summer, could expect to be able to get in right into the coast, and that's what happened with Mawson. But unfortunately, this particular ship seems to have got caught in an unusual situation partly it's the wind direction has been different from normal. It's been blowing against the coast rather than away from the coast. And also there's been an extra complicating factor, which is a very large iceberg offshore is grounded and therefore is stuck. But the ice is moving under the influence of the wind, and so the ice is being compressed as it's forced through this narrow gap between the iceberg and the land. And that compressed ice is the stuff that the ship is caught in. And really, there's not much you can do if you're caught in that kind of ice. Even quite a powerful icebreaker has trouble there. I was in a situation like this a few years ago on the Polar Stern, which is a very powerful German icebreaker, and something that normally can get through any kind of ice conditions. But we got stuck, and we were kind of squeezed through a gap between an iceberg and the land, and it was really quite frightening. The ice was being deformed and there was ridges everywhere.
Great powers at work.
This is the sort of thing that can happen, and I think it's just unfortunately happened to them.
Peter Bottoms, thanks for that. Fascinating to get a bit of explanation and deep insight into what's going on down there. Peter Bottoms, he's a professor of ocean physics at Cambridge University in the UK, former director of the Scott Polar Research Institute, looking at those icy matters in the Antarctic.